are gurukuls or schools within ISKCON helpful for making the children a true leader in society? There is the, I explained yesterday, the Sambandha, there is Abhideya, there is Prayoga. Sambandha is the philosophical knowledge of who we are and what is our relationship with Krishna. Abhideya is the practical process by which we connect with Krishna. And Abhideya will vary from very according to time, place, circumstance. So in the traditional Indian culture, the Gurukul was the best way, was a normal and natural, very beneficial way by which children could get education and become both materially equipped with in terms of skills and resources for earning a livelihood, and also spiritually knowledgeable. Now, whether that same system is replicable today, whether it is beneficial today, that is something which is a matter of ongoing exploration. So, even when Srila Prabhupada was present, and Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON had a Gurukul at Dallas at that time, and he told his disciples, you can send your children there. But even at that time, Prabhupada did not insist that your children should go there. If some others felt, no, we can't be separate from our children, Prabhupada said, fine. Prabhupada did not condemn them that you are attached or anything like that. See, taking care of the children is primarily the parents' responsibility. And the parents have to use their discretion to find out what is the best way in which they can prepare their children for the world, materially and spiritually both. So right now, there are broadly four different models that are there. There are many, but four models. One is a Gurukul where there is simply traditional education that is given. And the children who go to those Gurukuls, they do not get any degrees in terms of modern education, but they learn life skills and they can start their own enterprise or they can do various activities by which they can earn a living. So this is one model. The second is where devotees themselves start schools, where there's a primarily that the current syllabus is taught, and along with that, there is spiritual syllabus also. There is spiritual syllabus also that is taught. And in that case, the students are in a protected environment, devotional environment, and they learn and they grow so that they can also get some respectable position in, they have a degree by which they can get a respectable position in today's mainstream society also. At the same time, they get spiritual education. Third is that there are many devotee parents who choose to homeschool their children. Now, homeschooling is a big responsibility, and it primarily falls on the mother. Mother can do that, and the bond of affection that forms between the mother and the child is very wonderful. Sometimes a group of mothers can come together and they can together homeschool. That is also a possibility. The fourth is the children go to the schools that are there in today's society, but to try to protect them as much as possible within that education system. And maybe within that, if there are some children who come from more cultured parents and there are little good children, we encourage them to mix with those children and protect them. So, which option may work out the best? That will vary from person to person, and not only from the parents' discretion, but also from children's disposition. So the children should not in the long run feel deprived because of a particular course of action the parents inspired them to take. So the most practical in terms of long-term sustainability is the second option, where devotees come together, where as a community grows, the devotees themselves make a school. And that actually becomes a very good engagement for the devotee congregation also, especially the Vaishnavis in the congregation, they can become teachers in the school. And although it's a challenging thing, in the long run, it is very good for the community. But specifically, the Gurukul model of education, it is not that all parents have to do that, nor is it that the spiritual authorities insist that it should be done. The principle, whether it is Gurukul education or whether it is homeschooling, is to equip children. And what way in today's situation children can be best equipped, that will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So it's important for parents to themselves take responsibility and try to understand the children's nature, try to observe what facilities are available, and then accordingly make an informed decision. And of course, we can consult our spiritual guides while making the decision, and take their inputs also. but there is no need to adhere to any particular form of education as absolutely essential for the practice of bhakti. Now, many of the devotees who are teachers in our movement, they went through the mainstream system of education. Now, I went through the mainstream system of education. Now, I am trying to teach Bhagavad Gita with my capacity. Now, if I had been taught Bhagavad Gita since my childhood, maybe things would have been better. But we have to work with what we have. You know, we can't just imagine things. See, bhakti, I'll conclude this point, bhakti is not about turning back the clock. Bhakti is about turning on the compass. Turning back the clock means we try to recreate the past in the present. That is not possible. The world has changed. We cannot go back to 16th century Bengal or the third millennia BC when Krishna was here. We can't turn back the clock. Bhakti is about turning on the compass. Turning on the compass means the heart has a natural attraction towards Krishna, whether it is our heart or whether it is a children's heart. And how to activate that attraction, how to provide facility for that attraction to grow while also growing in this world, that is a challenge which all parents have to individually take.